Lucas. Terry Actrice says. Zoe's Chukas at Toiro. This is the Choyk of the Toiro. Zoe's Chukas at Toiro. Shatziba Hashem Leimo. Davo Neiso Vichu Elecha Pora Adum et Mimo. Sheim Bamum. Asher Lo Yolo Aleo Oil. Speak to Klai Yisrael saying, she takes him a Pora Aduma, she ain't Bamum, she loyal oil. Pasha Pora Aduma, Pasha of Tumas Hames. And in this Pasha, we have the famous Pasuk. Every Pasuk in Chumash is famous, you saw this, but a Pasuk that made Darshanim talk about. Person says, "Zoi satoiro odom ki yomus po oyel. Kol aboya lo oyel, v'chasher bo oyel yitma shivas yomim." The Torah says that this is the Torah. Odom ki yomus po oyel. Of the odom ki yomus po oyel. Kol aboya lo oyel, v'chasher bo oyel yitma shivas yomim. And the Gemara, the Arshins and Chazal, the famous Chazal, Zois HaToyro, this is the Toyro, Odom Ki Yomus Bo'oyel, Ein Divei Toyro Miskayemes, Abba Mishim Ein Misatzmo Yoleho. Toyro is not Miskayim, unless the person is Ein Misatzmo Yoleho. The literal translation is, person kills himself over Torah, then it's Miskayim. I thought maybe in a Gishmaka way, to be Mazbe maybe, that L'choira, it's a Dover Pele, but it needs beer a little bit. What's happens in this parish of Tumas Hames? Why Dafka over here, that the Torah Meramis, to the Yisoid, of Zoyis HaTorah, Odom Kiyomis Ba'oyel? Why in the parish of Tumas Hames was the Shaykhs here with Darshanim, Zoi Satoru Adam Kiyomas Ba'oyel? The Derech Drash, I thought to say a little bit, can't remember Hafanim, but at least one, maybe we'll talk other Hafanim. The Hames, we know, one of these Soyuz of Parah Aduma is a very big Kiddush, Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is Mitar as Atmeim, Mitameh. It's a thing that Shlomo HaMelech, the one needed of test, is mashma that Almighty Echkema, this was Echkema, Mimani, the Rechoki Mimani, the Inner Paraduma was very hard for him. But Shlomo HaMelech, he was the Chacham Mikol Adam, he couldn't get to the Yisoid, and one the Yisoid of what was perplexing to Shlomo HaMelech was the Yisoid of this thing, that the same Dova, which is Mitar Satmeim, is Mitameh Satohoirim. The one who sprinkles become Tameh, the one who sprinkles on become Tor. In a similar Oifen, we find that L'choira, we know Torah, is the Yisoid of Chaim. And yet Torah is only Miskayanas Rishimei Misatzmo Yaleh. You have to taka, kill yourself, and then that brings Chayim. And the Chayim is a double pellet. How does it work? That's from the Chayim could be the sort of the Chayim of the Torah that you forget. You're Mei Misatzmo Yaleh. Davka to Mei Mis, that's a Yisorcha to Chayis, Chiyus. The Chayim Chiyus brings Chiyus. Here Misa brings Chiyus. That's the Chayim the Pella. Of Inyoni Torah, that's the Choroku wife in this parasha. Misa brings Chiyus. Killing himself over Torah, that brings Chiyus. It's Miskayem es Davke, B'mishamei Misatzmei Aleh. But more, in the Pshat HaPsukim, V'zois ha-toyra adam ki yomas ba'oyel. Here the Torah is referring to a specific chelik. The part, not dafka matamas ha-toyra matas ha-tameim. The Torah is referring to the etzem tumas ha-meis. V'zois ha-toyra adam ki yomas ba'oyel. Kol ha-ba'el ha-oyel v'chol ha-sher ba'oyel yitmoshe v'as-yomim. The tumor that's chal, the person that dies in the oil. Vasepis, here is Merumis, in this passage specifically. We might as well, up till now, the other Mahalach was, why in the parish maybe? A feed of Yitzhak Rash. Why now, in the passage itself, Vizoy Sator Adam Kiyomas Ba'oil, in that passage that refers to the tumor. And Behemoth Dorachai Makodosh, Behemoth is Meramis to this, he says the Mahalach Hoshtigal over here. In his Akdoma to the parasha, Zoi Satoi, Zoi Schuka Satoiro, the Rechaim HaKodesh asked the famous question that everybody has. Zoi Schuka Satoiro, Zoi Schuka Satoiro, Zoi Schuka Satoiro, Zoi Schuka Satoiro. And his mouth is so beautiful and so eloquent, the Rechaim HaKodesh Mori with the Gereid, that the Mori Nozir, Soif Nozir, and the Rama Paskin, Zichus Tumas Ameis, that Goyim, Kusim, Anam Etame B'meis, there's no maid, too much maid by a goy. So passes the Rambam, so it's mashed the Gemara. And the Rechaim HaKodesh is mashed, what are we different? Why is there no too much maid? Because the goy is no different in certain oifim from behemoth. Behemoth is no too much when they die, when a behemoth dies, no too much. Too much develop, you eat it, but too much, stam being in a house with a dead animal, there's no issue for a coin to be in a house, in the area, with tama. There's no tumas maize by an animal. What separates and what makes us different from the goy? That we have a getter of tuma. So the hele goy chayim hakadosh does the toyer hakdoisha. The limud that toyer hakdoisha that we learn, that we mekabel and man toyer. That's what brings tumas maize. But what's the yisoid of the chayim hakadosh moedik? His marshal is to a two kalim. You have two kelim, Rabbi, it's a keli full of dvash, of honey, sweet honey. And a keli full of zevel, of garbage. And you take those kelim and you go outside and you empty them and you put them back on the table. And those two kelim, emptied out, there'll be bugs and flies and small creepy insects looking to attach itself to the keli. In which clue will they go? They're going to be established to the clue that the honey was there beforehand. The fact that the honey was taken out, it leaves its smell, it leaves its impression on the keli, and the adder, and the small insects. Are moving quickly towards that honey, or that clue that had the honey in it. Because the sweetness attracts them. So too the Klipas HaTumas of the Rechaim HaKadosh. They're attracted to the Mokoim of Kedusha, Yosef. And that's why it could be called Kadosh Yosef, Chorov Yosef. Anything that was more Kadosh is more Chorov. I was in a cab yesterday. And there was a certain driver, he's not from Nebuch. And he says he has a hard time going to the Koislam Aravi. That's what he told me. He doesn't feel any Ruchni so much. I gave him an eitza. I was in for 20 minutes talking to him, trying to tell him he should warm up, he should feel a little spiritual. But one of his things was, on top, you see these masks on top. How could it be in the Mokum? And there's masks. The Teretz is what he said, Kol HaKadosh Shoshi Chorev Yosef. When the Kedusha leaves and the Kedusha left the Mokum, is all the Klipas HaTumah attracted at Mokum. And when the body was more Kadosh, so then there's more Tumah that. After that, the Neshama leaves it. The body, which was the physical object that contained that spiritual Kedusha, Rabbi Yisai, it became affected. There was an impression on that body. That body became wholesome. The physical body was affected by the spiritual Neshama that it attained. As though be a beged, that on the guf of a person had a certain smell, the beged takes on the smell of the guf. So too, the guf of its Adam Tzaddik takes on the spiritual impressions, the spiritual nature. So much so that they said that they dug up the Goyim's body way after he was nifta, years, hundreds, 100 years after he was nifta, wholesome, full. The spiritual had affected the physical. And the Goyim's body was whole, full, as though he was buried now. Oh, but the Koyachas of Tumah, the Klippas, which we don't see, attack or looking for Kedusha. When Kedusha is misroken, there's a mockle for them to fill it up. And they run to the area where the Kedusha was. And therefore, so to Orach Haim HaKadosh Meiridik, V'zoi Sator Odom, Ki Yomis Ba'oil, Imagim, also over there. V'zoi Sator Nachamu. It's the Torah that makes the Odom Ki Yomis Ba'oil, Kla Ba'oil, Oil, Kla Sheb Ba'oil, Yitmashim, Es Yomim. That Koyach of Kedusha that was misroken, to the Koyach HaTorah, is what brings about that Koyach of Tumah. That's the Yisoyer of Osa. The Koyach HaTorah. Aber the Choyrah, the drush of Chazal, what Chazal say, the Misa of a person being Meimis Atzmai. The Koyach of Misa that a person does to himself is what brings about that Koyach of Miskayim. That the Torah should have a Kiyum. The Torah should be Mekuyim by a person, it should be something that's so embedded within him only through the Koyach of Meimis Atzmai Aleho. V'zoi Satoi Rodom Ki Yomus Bo'oyel. The Misa in the oil of Torah. Rodom Ki Yomus Bo'oyel. He's Mamish Meimis Atzmai. That's what brings about this result of this Koyach HaKdusha. Of the Torah is miskayemes by him, Rabbeinu. And it affects the surroundings. But what does it mean, Meimis Atzmai, Rabbeinu? What is the kavon of Meimis Atzmai? Physically, Meimis Atzmai, the Torah says, V'chai b'hem. It can't mean physically, Meimis Atzmai. Even though the Tzir has a pshat, I heard from the Rashiva once, the Meimis Taka literally. But the Torah is Mechayim once again. The Koyach of Torah is Mechayim again. But Lamaisa, what is the get of Meimis Atzmai? Be'etzem Rabbi Yisai, B'zemeyu the Gemara in Bo Metzia Nuntes. The Gemara Zog, the famous Machloikis on Tanur Asher Achnai. There was a Machloikis, a certain Tanur. If it's Mechabal Tumor or not. And the big machloikas of Beloza and of Yeshua. Tornos of the Gemara and Testament Beis, but Isa Yoim Hashim, Rebbe Eliezer, called Chuva Shabba Oilom, for like Kibloi. Rebbe Eliezer had many Chuvas on to answer the Shaila of Tana Sherech Shanai. And to prove his point, and prove the Aloha, like he. But Isa Yoim. Rebbe Elazar wanted to prove his point that he was right. Rebbe Elazar was matar. Tanan hosn chot chuchuyo is from the Tanur. The hosn chol ben chuchuyo, the parts of the Tanur, those round parts, and they put sand between them. Rebbe Elazar matar. It's not a klicheres, a labinion came kli glolim, kli adom, shem bekabim tumor. The Chacham Mitamim, they held it with Tamim, and Zeh Hoya Tana Shalachnai, this is the Tana Shalachnai. Rebbe Elazar that day, when they argued about it, Heshiv Kol Tshuva Shabba Oilam Vela Kibla, Amen, the Beis Medrash was Mekabal from him, Omelam Im Halacha Kamoisi, Chol of Zeh Yochiach, said the Elik Rebbe Elazar, if the Halacha is like me, this Chol of this Tarab Shishim, Yishim Im Ochiach, I'm right. Zog there, Nekar, Chol of Mimikoim, the Chol of Mamish popped out of the ground. Meya Amma. V'omilo arba meya sama. Amma loy ein mevi yunayim in a chorev. They told him we don't bring a ride from a chorev. خاز و آمر لهم الله دو مایسی همه سمعیم یو خیخ همه سمعیم یو خیخ خاز و همه سمعیم لخوی رای هم همه سمعیم went backwards went the opposite direction آمر لهم نبیم رای همه سمعیم خاز و آمر لهم الله دو مایسی کایسلی بیس مدش یو خیخ if I'm right then the کایسلی بیس مدش یو خیخ he too کایسلی بیس مدش لیپویل the کایسلی بیس مدش came in the collapsed inward to start the fall. Kor behem ye bishu am tamin ye khom in atsum ze etzev locha at matuf khem. You walls were fighting it out. What do you have to get involved? And the walls didn't fall because of the covenant of Yeshua. But didn't want to go up straight because of the covenant of Laza. Vatayin matin v'oimdim. You can find those walls. Wherever you find the base measure of Yisai, where the walls are leaning to inside of Yisai. That was the base measure where this machlokes took place. The Ma'isa, the Vilna Goyen is Mazmo v'yemoyed the Gepshai. What were the three hoichachas of Rebbe Elazar? Why did Rebbe Elazar say dafka these three hoichachas? The halachas k'maisi. So he says that there are three madregas needed in order to be yoyed, to be gzorcha to Torah Rebbe Elazar. There are three madregas, three mahasing in order to be yoyed, to be gzorcha to Torah Rebbe Elazar. There's a riot that Torah was misguided by this person. There are three major madragas, three major tchunois that a person needs. The first is the chorav. The chorav represents that the Gehelik of Vilna Goyin, histapchus memuot, being able to rely on not indulging in oilam hazeh. This is also a form of meimis atzma, Rabbi Yisai. Histapchus memuot. Histapchus memuot. Not indulging in Olam Hazeh, giving up on the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, does the form of Meimis Atzmai. The Vilna Goyen was known that he didn't sleep more than 2 hours in an entire day. Rabbi Yisai, this is not for us. We're not holding by the Madrega. But just to understand, the Goyen was Zohar to Torah. Vas Estabchus B'muot in Olam Hazeh. Zois ha-toyro odom ki yomes ba-oyel, zog amtsvi Pesach Frank, ba-oyel, oyel ha-zez, if it's doyro to the oyel, it's yomes ba-oyel, the madreig of oyel, oyel zarai, if we leave this world in a oyel harai, that is, and you may miss atzmo, in that oyel, then you zog ha-toyro is miskayemes. The Goyen understood very, very clearly, that the only way to be zog ha-toyro is miskayemes, to the Madrega, the Torah of the Goyen, Rabbi said, we have no Hasaga whatsoever, Rabbi said. The Goyen knew Kol HaTorah Kula, backwards and forwards, Mila B'Mila, Kol HaTorah Kula, Rabbi said. Anywhere in Torah, Nistar, Nigla, everything. The Goyen used to chaza 100 blad a day and finish the Gan Shas every month. The Goyen's Hasaga of Chazaras, of going over things, of knowing Torah was not in any realm where we can even have any Hasagra, Rabbi said, the Goyen's Torah. But what did the Goyen realize from a young age? The Yodom Ki Yomes Ba'oyel, the Meimis Atzmai, is in that area of Mistabik B'muot, of not indulging, of not getting too much involved in Olam Hazeh, of not making this world permanent. Yankev Ishtam Yoshev Oyholim. The Madreg of Oy Yoshev Oyel. To sit in an oil. To realize Oylem Hazeh is Nor. As the Chavetz Chaim told. They told that famous, that lady, Necha Golding. I also been traveling. Where's your furniture? She asked. She was shocked. No, two chairs were the same. The table was half worn out. No, not nothing, a bed and a table and a shulchan, that was it, and tzvarim. Where's your furniture, Chavetz Chaim? Headed to Chavetz Chaim, where's your furniture? She said, I'm traveling. Why would I have furniture? I'm also traveling. The more a person indulges in Olam Hazeh, Rabbi said, the more a person tries to be masig in the only Olam Hazeh, it takes away from his asogas in Torah, Rabbi said, to get involved in Olam Hazeh, looking and looking, The more you get involved, the more you have to be involved. Just read at least an Alpert, Shiva's son-in-law. Again, we're listening to Madregas. But we have to strive for a certain Madrega. He once had, he went to the dentist. The dentist told him he needed a heavy root canal, which was going to take many, many days from visits to go. So I'm listening to him, just pull out the tooth already. Just yank it out on the spot. I don't have time for all these people shayrish. Madrega is Rabbi. And that's why they said he never got permanent citizenship in America. He came over on the boat, Nissen. Nissen's father came over on the boat. He was a Polish citizen. He came over the boat with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's family. So it says in the book of Rav Yaakov, page 27, seven lines at the bottom. Father Maisa, he came over on the boat, and he was a Polish citizen, whatever, or from Lita. And he himself never got U.S. citizenship. Why? The paperwork. The paperwork, everything go in. And in 1969, when the first man walked on the moon, what was his name again? Baruch Hashem, on the key as well. The first man, Apollo 1, whatever it was, what was his name? Neil Armstrong, there he is. That's it. Good key is, I forgot. Neil Armstrong took the first steps on the moon. The whole world had the eyes on that television set, Rabbi Isai. The whole world had the eyes on the television set to see that moment. A moment in history. Rav Nissen was in his study learning Torah, and one of his sons called that nearby the house, somebody had a television. If he came out for just a few seconds, they'll call him. He'll be able to see the first steps on the moon of Isai. Unbelievable. Mamish, the whole entire world, many, many Yidden were probably involved to see Mamish history being made. Neil Armstrong's first steps on the moon with the American flag there. Everybody knows the picture today. And there he is. And in the Maisa, if he came, Mamish had asked him, come right now, you know what happened? He was looking and learning, he didn't move a step. He didn't budge from the moment of the Malkom, Rabbi Isai. Rav Nissen says, what's an African, I'm stumbling on thought, what is an African mina? To him right now, to see the African, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, how many steps he took. Did he take two steps or three steps? What is an African mina, Rabbi Isai? What is Chandra Ayvid in Bava Metzia, which he was probably writing on, one of the swarm that he wrote. Thus is what's eternity. Thus is what's important in life. To see how many steps he took on the moon. To see this and to see that, Rabbi Isai. Thus is Olam Hazeh. We get so involved. In Olam Hazeh. Pas b'mel toichal. To the Mishnah. Kach yidag shol toichal. Pas b'mel toichal. U'mayim ha-mesuri tishte. V'al oriz tishon. V'chal yitzad tichye. U'v'toyra ta'omel. U'v'toyra ta'omel. The Mishnah is telling you, not just Afal Pike, according to some version, but Kachi Darka Shal Torah. Kachi Darka Shal Torah. Mayim B'Mesura, a certain amount, in a measurement. Upas B'Melech. Vala Oretz Tishon, not to get too involved in Olam Hazeh. When you get schlepped out of Olam Hazeh, but it takes away from your son, it's a Torah. The more a person... It gives into the gulf the more he slept to that nature of being involved with the gulf. I heard recently from Talmud Chacham, he was talking, he was telling me how a certain Rosh Yeshiva in America, I think of Shaul Bruce, Shlita Shalafu Shleima, he was telling over how he once was in a meeting with a Shiva based Talmud. He was telling over, he was once in a meeting with a businessman, he was talking, he wanted to see whatever, and he was on the phone with his wife, and for 20 minutes they were discussing what she's serving for supper. No, I don't want the macaroni. How about the steak? No, not the steak, we had the steak last night. Liver, back and forth. He said there's no such musik. He's that in the morning, early morning, already discussing what's going to be for supper, and a ganze shakavitalia versus with us supper. A big question in America, what are you serving for supper tonight? It's 7:30 in the morning. That's the discussion at the breakfast table between the husband and wife. What's for supper tonight? What's for lunch? The Sitchum is Musik and Klal Yisrael in the previous days. What's for this and what's for that? Well, didn't the Torah Lord Chleimon, they didn't know if they would have food tomorrow. And they sat and learned Torah until the Torah was Nivul B'Domam. Not to worry about the Gashmis or the Mazeh. His tabchus b'muat. Those is the madreya from a name is Atzur Rabbi Isai. It takes a certain type of hamisa because the person, natural terror, the goof, natural terror, he wants to eat and he wants to sleep. But in Klal Yisrael, no such musik. Was Dr. Simon Rebbe, pajamas. Was Machmas in America. Pajamas. The guy gets, in Yidlita, the person learned, he fell until he fell. And when he finished learning, he just fell to sleep, fell into the bed. A whole ceremony, the pajama ceremony. Nam bam 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 bam. His blue, red, white, and blue pajamas. Here he goes. And today we're machmir for the afternoon nap. Also, we got to officially put on the pajamas. Settle in for a 2-hour nap with the pajamas, mamish. He has special afternoon pajamas and also night pajamas. Different types of pajamas. Which ones he wears in the afternoon? So the Sabbath Rebbe, pajamas and machmir is in America. What's his pajamas? You learned until you were tired, you fell asleep. A ganze ceremony called the pajama ceremony. 25 minutes to get ready for bed. Mamish a ganze hachana. What does he make meichin for? It's a chelik of Misa. 1/6 of Misa. He tells the guy's preparing for his death. Here he is. 25 minutes. With his pajama ceremony. So there are pajamas. What's his shino? Shino is only, if you have to sit at the goyim, instead of praying, because Kodesh Baruch Hu made that we should be masik. He said we can't be masik with our goof. Or the stop because the muad means that it's my whole day is ruchni is. If I have to sleep, I have to eat, okay, and you do have to do in the right amount and what you need. But it's b'di'evet. It's not l'chatchila, v'hada, chatz v'shom, everything's l'chatchila, it's what the Baruch Hu wants, and it becomes a mitzvah if you do it, m'chaz v'guv, but a person that can't be like that's what he's looking forward for it. He can't wait. He's in sheer and he's dreaming about the afternoon nap, how he's going to do it, and how much time he's going to have. He's planning it out. If I run out of shit early, I chop the first meal, I'll have the 2.5 hours I can get for the afternoon break nap. Mamish planning it out with Mamish Khalifis or Bikis and how to plan out the nap. The going slept 2 hours, an entire day. 3.5 hours at night, he would sleep for a half hour, wake up and get back into learning. Then he would fall asleep again for another half hour and back into and wash his hands and get back and learn. Another half hour and then a half hour during the day. The going one time had to run away. The going had a one time run away from a city of Vilna. It was Machloitao Machloikis. And the going had to run away. And on his way, leaving Vilna, he was going to a certain city, Saraya, whatever. It was Iyer Chufshis, Tachzab Shalas Duchs, whatever. Was in Poland. There he knew he could sit shechin and menucha from all the machloikas, get away far away from the machloikas. But on the way, he had to stop off in a city called Meretz. And there, they had to get a special rishayon, a special pass to go over to the other city they wanted to go to. He had to stay there for a little while. And because he had stayed there, they wanted to set up for him an achsanya for it. It was a big chid, but the Ma'ai said, therefore the going, even though his derech when he went into Golus, he went to other cities, the going did not try to reveal him, so he hid himself very much. The going went to Golus for many years, and no one knew it was the going. So when they talked to learning after a while, they saw it was somebody very big. Sometimes they figured out it was the going. But the derech like, hid himself, very inconspicuous. But the going, this time, had to reveal himself because he had to get the passport and he had to get everything. And they knew he was coming to the city of Meretz. So the going was set up at a beautiful Barsanya, a very rich, wealthy man, two-story home. And they gave the going the second floor totally to himself. He could sit a sheket and learn the whole time. And the whole town was mamish going crazy. The Vilna going was coming to their city and spending time, and people didn't know what to do. They wanted to get into it, but they didn't want to disturb him. So they came up to an idea how they're going to see how the going's learning, how to see the going. They took these ladders and they put it up to the second floor of the house, and they climbed up one of them to see the going. And in the middle of the night, he got up, and whatever, he was up anyway, but he got here, he has his 7 hours saved after he took a little nap. And they looked at the going, his Kurdish Vitor, he's learning straight for hours and upon hours. And that night, when the going was there, as they saw him sitting and learning his Harish Kurdish, so the story goes out, and this story was told many, many years later from the Zakenim of that city, passed down from the different elders, what happened on that night that he stayed over in Meretz. Everybody was up there looking and trying, staying up. The whole city came out, stayed up the whole night looking and to see how the going was learning. No one pushed, and everybody waited to get their chance to go up on the ladder to see the going. And they said, "Ki gadol tzidkas, tzidkas of Torah, of Yiras, Akdosh Shel Hagoyin." Mamish, it was unbelievable to see it, the sight. Everybody felt a moyedik regish of kedusha. And for many years, it wasn't forgotten. The kids are after chatzos halayla zeh. By chatzos after chatzos that night, it was his pashit. The goyin fell asleep, and then a terrible shmuel path went out in the whole city of Meretz. That the goyin Hakodesh from Vilna got up from his small little nap. And we said it was only after, and the goyin started to scream. Mama scream out. Ki beir Meretz a chosoy hashina over yoshin yosef alayel hu be'er chatzor minutin. The goyin was mamish in shock. Was very, very afraid. He slept an extra 10 minutes that he's used to sleeping. And in this, he lost out on 10 minutes of his Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. 10 minutes of the Goyim's life, the Goyim was in such sar from it. And Imamish had tremendous, tremendous, until he said, in Meretz, Shloft Zich. That was the Goyim's expression. In Meretz, Meshloft. What, they're going to sleep 10 more minutes and a half hour he's going to sleep? Well, the Maisa, he said, and it caused a lot of tzar to the Goyim. And Ataka passed through the city that the Goyim, it wasn't a good feeling for the city that the Goyim had made the decision that in this city he hopped a little bit extra sleep. The kids, the Maisa later on, the Goyim came, the Goyim went to the place that he had to go to the other city, and on his way back he made it up. They slept 10 minutes less. But this was the Goyim, and for years and years they talked about how the Goyim, these 10 minutes of extra of sleep, Rabbi Yisrael. We're not talking about Avada, this God is not shayach to us, Rabbi Yisrael, whatsoever. We're not shayach to him. But while the Goyim felt, and what are you supposed to be stopping from Olam Hazeh? The littlest amount, the Goyim was able to do it. The Goyim had such cheshek for Torah, we're not holding on the Dreyag of Yidus HaDoyris. But the Goyim understood so clearly that the only way to be Masik Torah in such an oifen, to know it klar, mamish, like on your fingertips, but even more, the only way is to stop with the muat. Take the miyachino, as the Mishnah says, the miyachilo, that an oilam mazedek is in yonim. Stop with the muat. Chorov yechiyach. And by all the Gdolim of Boisai, the Emes of Gdolim, they stopped Chesma Muat. They didn't get so involved in Olam Hazeh. What's for supper and what's for lunch? And when they went down, they ate what they had to. They didn't have to run out every today. Rachmona Litzlan with the matzah and the bocha. He doesn't even look what's for the serving. He ready's out. He doesn't even try to find out what they're serving. Right away to the restaurant. Right away to this. Everything Vaker is all involved in how to get more from Olam Hazeh. So it's a wonder why we're not remembering our Torah. Chorav Yechiyach, Estabchus Memuot. Oh, but the second Madrego, Zokter, in the Gemara, he says, Amas Hamayim, Yechiyach, says the Goyim, what's Amas Hamayim? Amas Hamayim is Anova. Water, when the Nibshe Torah, the Mayim goes from Okam, high makom to a lower makom, says Gemara in Tanis of Zion. So too, a person is Talmud Chacham who wants to be zecher to Torah has to mashpil himself. That's also a form of meimus atzmai. Every person desires some kavod, Rabbi Yisrael. The metzias of a mensch, kavod is a geroisa taiva. There's a certain meimus atzmai in that area also. He has to meimus, not look for kavod. He has to look for one thing to learn Torah, not for the kavod, not for the gaiva. Fakir kol misyar zeh the Gemara is Talmud mishtachas mimenu, and this comes out to a meridik in Afkamino also. But the Reb Chaim Voloshin zogt in the Mishnah in Ovis, when it's memchas kinyani toyer of sameach v'chelkoi, the Reb Chaim Voloshin, what does it mean sameach v'chelkoi? So the Reb Chaim Voloshin that he's not otz, he's not stubborn to want to learn a lot of toyer one shot, because at the end of the day, if you learn a lot of one shot, he's not going to remember. It's going to be forgotten for him. Ela, he's masking to learn a little bit at a time. Not to be a big bal gaiva. He says the lashon gaiva. To have a gaiva that you know, he's learned a lot of Torah one shot. Ela, he thought he's a me'ah b'chalkoi. He learns a little bit and he chazes it. A little bit more and he chazes up the pine of a larger me'ah b'chalkoi. Then he'll be zochah to remember his Torah. But if he tries to happen a lot at a time, he said it's a chton of gaiva. And if he lies beside his mishtakeach, he'll forget his Torah. He won't have it. He won't remain with it. That's also for a meimis atzma. Slow and patiently. When you learn, learn patiently. It's not like any subject matter. You learn the halakha Torah akdoisha. You have to be patient. It's a form of meimis, especially this generation, which everything has to be quick. Give it to me quick. I want shas in a week. If you'll give me over the right, Shulchan Aruch, I want it all quick. Tell me the halachas. Tell me this and tell me that. But you should know. Because Reb Chaim Volozhin says that a person who wants to learn quick, a person who wants to learn, I'm not saying you can't learn quick, but it's quick when it pays that you can't get it. You're just learning and learning and learning and not knowing it. So Reb Chaim, you're left with nothing. Torah to be miskayemes, you have to be meimis atzmecha. That takes diligence. It takes patience. It takes time. It takes the proper kavana and the proper diligence to say, I'm going to take it out slow. I'm going to go slow through it until I have a havana brewed in it. The Halakha Gedolim would learn things over until they had a kavana, until they had a clear understanding in what they're learning. And it would take patience and time and effort. But it didn't make a difference. They weren't in it for the covet. They were in for the idea. It was Torah Lishma. Today, everybody has to be quick. Finish the Masechta. You finish it, then you finish it. But why do we have to finish Masechtas? We have to finish Halachas. But much, much more than everything is to know it, Rabbi Yisrael. You got to know what you're learning. You got to have a Havana in it. As best as your ability. And that takes patience. Give yourself the time to think it through and to know it. You can't just clap hundreds of things. And also told Babachum, Lamaisa, it's not the forum right now to speak about so much about it, but Lamaisa, people have to know, they're learning also 20 different things, and this and that, and this parak, and that parak, and this Leman, and that Leman, and that Leman, and this Leman, and that 45 different Limudim. And what do they have after everything? Big zero. Because it's too much. That's also what Chaim says, that's Gaiva. What are you doing learning 45 limudim? Learn 3 limudim and have each one klar. And if you don't have, you can't have 3 is too much, learn 2 limudim. And 2 is not too much, learn 1 limud the whole day. Oh, it's difficult. But then from that, you're going to see sipuk at the end. At the beginning, it'll be difficult. At the end, it'll see sipuk. But where does it come from? A person, a certain type of gaiva, the Chaim Volozhin. I want everything, this and that, and this, I'll learn this, and I'll learn that, and this and that. It's too much. Everybody has no lefi koichon. And the third thing, Rabbi Yisai, Kriyisle beis amenez yochiach, and that's be'emes d'or chayim HaKodesh, Rabbi Yisai, in Pashas Yisur. What's made the Kriyisle beis amenez yochiach? So the Hele Kor HaChayim HaKodesh, on the Prosek in Yisroi, and Yisur me'refidim, v'yavoh min ba'asina me'achanu b'midbar. So the Orach HaYim HaKodesh, what does the Torah tell us about Yisur me'refidim? Again, Bachodesh Hashlishi Nakdoma Tman Torah tells by Yisur Mirfidim. We already learned early in the Pasha that Yisur Mirfidim. Elazot, Yirinir Shukolzeh, he said all these things that the Pasha is describing now are the Hachonis. She Yisrael Ruyi Lekabal Satoira, to preserve the Torah, you need these 3 Hachonis. By Yisur Mirfidim, that's the first Hachona. So the Orach HaYim HaKodesh, what does that represent? Zoter. The pshat is that the inyan of Yisur Mirfidim is that a person Zoter in Kabbalah Suhu Lahaktim Shloi Shim Yonim Heim Ikri HaAchon LaKabbalah Zat Toira Shem Su'usa Mitzvata Shem Hanchilo Nachos Shakai Hitoresenu Hanimo Ho Echonu Iskavris Vis Amsus Ve'ezik HaToira. But Yisur Mirfidim is his amkus vis askus beizik ha-toiro ki ha-aflus laziness who esev ha-mafsid ha-sagoso being lazy, Rabbi Yisai. Not coming to base mandrish. And when you're in the base mandrish, not using out fully your koichas. He esev is the weed. It's the weed that ruins the whole plantation. It's the koyach which destroys the asogas haTorah. For lazer timsus of the Aruch Hayim ki kol mokoyim she yizkirenu Hashem haTorah yidart v'loyim v'shiloshin choyzik v'oymet hagele she yamis atmo yaleo zoyz haTorah adam ki yomus. Eisik haTorah, stavus haTorah. All these things are needed. La soik b'divrei Torah soira. The Dars of Taz and Aruch Hayim Mem Zayin. La soik eisik pilpul. Actually, that's the name is Atzmei Aleha. To work hard in Torah. To work and work in Torah. It's a four-letter word today. Work. But there's another four-letter word, which is the total opposite to it. Lazy destroys the whole hasogas haTorah. Kois leibes hanedush yochiach that the goyim shan nakamora. That was the third oichocha and the final oichocha. Kois leibes hamedrish hasmod in Torah. His amsus in Torah, not missing a day. And when he's in base medrash, using out his time totally and fully. Even though it's difficult, even though it's hard, was amsus. To misamet in Torah. To misgaber. Can I get all the tildes? That's koisli besamez yochiach. That's the name is atzma. In its fullest, Rabbi Yisrael. The name is atzma in its fullest, madrega. The name is atzma yad asoif. That even with the mamish the shverkeiten. Even when it's mamish hard, to put all your koyches into knowing it. Put all your koyches into the masik Torah. To know that every ounce of strength, no matter how old and how young, the name is Atzmei Aleha, to die for Torah. That's the Asaga, Rabbi Yisai. When we come to Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai, what is the goal? What is our goal? What is our dream? We want to know Torah. We want Torah to be Miskayim, Etzlein. But Almayis, if we don't have these three Madregas, if we don't have a Stavchus B'mur, if we're running after Olam Hazeh, if we have to have our Doritos chips every day, spicy Doritos, we can't last a day without our spicy Doritos. We can't last a day without mamish spending our 4-hour naps in the afternoon in the pajamas. Pajama parties every afternoon. And if we can't put all our koyches in base medrash, not to get up every 5 minutes, that's time for laps. Sometimes I see guys, mamish laps. They have a running race. I hereby have finished my 4,375th lap. I was about to say daf, but it's gematria laps. He gets up every 7 minutes, another lap. He has to get one of those stopwatches. See how quick he does it now. Going around the whole base medrash, this way and that way. And he's going in this way, goes out the door, in the door, around the door, this side of the base medrash, that side of the base medrash. It takes a name, Isaac. That means I have an urge, Rabbi Isaac, in the middle of Seder, to get up from my seat. I have a big urge, a calling. I hear the calling. Grandma Sarah's tomato paste cookies have just arrived on the boat from Haifa. They're calling me on the telephone to pick up the tomato paste cookies from Grandma Sarah. I have an urge. I hear the calling. The box called yours says, I have to get up now to do something. I don't know what, but I have to do something. And you sit there and you say to yourself, I'm not getting up. The next hour, the next half hour, each one, it's an assignment. I'm not saying it's easy. But those are the bechina for me, Miss Atzmei Aleha. Me, Miss Atzmei Aleha, you set a goal for yourself. At the beginning of this month, we're now in the middle of the month, I want to serve this month now. The next month, I'm going to accomplish with the difficulty, with the tears, with everything. I'm going to accomplish it, no matter what I have to do. Oh, I'm going to sacrifice those of the maimis. But do you want Torah or you don't want Torah? Everybody wants to know Shas. There's a book that came out to Reb Chaim Shulevitz. Rebbe, I want to know Shas. Reb Chaim Shulevitz told me you got to get sick over Shas. Maimis Asmai means Chazara! Chazara! Ay, the boy say, where would we be today if we would chazer? If we really chazer what we learned? Talking to myself also, the boy said, talking to me, ba'atzmi. But everybody should learn from Limud. Where would we be? We're holding service man a whole year. Another year goes by. Okay, put it in the dark, put that Gemara on the shelf again. I got all my seven Gemaras, Baruch Hashem. I learned all Nashim Nezikim Yeshiva. I could tell. There's Yavamas. It says Yavamas on the thing. I learned it all. I could tell. There's writing on every page. Every page is writing somewhere. On one page in Daf Yavamas Mem Zayin, there's a picture of Rabbi Scheinberg in the middle of the Daf. I had a nice picture stuck in over there. I sure learned this Daf. I remember putting the picture in the Daf. And there in Ksuvis, Lamed Zayin, there's a beautiful paper over there with a picture of my Rebbe. I doodled during Shia, the notes of Shia. The Bais, instead of getting over what he said in the Rashba, I got a picture of my Rebbe, nice picture. I for sure learned Subis. And the Dorm I also learned. I could tell. Mamish, there it is, the writing on the Daf. Too bad he opens it up, it's his brother's Gemara. But he has the writing on the Daf also. The Dorm he also learned. The seven Gemaras, they look so nice on the shelf. On the shelf they're nice, but where are they in here? 5, 6 years he learned. Why doesn't he have every Gemara in their place, Rabbi Yisrael? He set a goal for himself. And Yechaza. 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 Nochamol. And Nochamol. And Nochamol. And Nochamol. Until it's Bor Eloika Shemesh B'Tahor Hayim, Rabbi Yisrael. Bor Eloika Shemesh B'Tahor Hayim. Does the name is Atzmoy. I'm not saying it's easy. But you want Torah Miskayim, what's our goal? We're coming with a goal. Every single one Bach, I don't believe. There's one Bach in the world that doesn't come to Yeshiva with a certain goal. Some come to see every visit, eat in every restaurant in Eretz Yisrael. But most Bach come, they want to accomplish. They want to be Miskayim by them. So how can you not chaza hundreds of times? So the Hedek HaChazanish in a letter, Rabbi Yisai. A meidik, a letter from the Chazanish, a meilis ha-toyer, Rabbi Yisai. When we talk about a meilis, everybody starts talking a meilis. What says a meilis ba-toyer of the Chazanish in the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? What says a meilis ba-toyer? Everybody can talk what he thinks a meilis, but the Chazanish tells what a meilis, Rabbi Yisai. Zog David the Chazanish. Oh. What's that? Only my chazanish. V'ikizet doyish amu melchama pnimis neged ha'atzlus. We just said before. The Chaim HaKadosh said, "What's the ikiz goyrim of iatzlocha atzlus?" Yeah, and Rachman in this generation, the atzlus is miskaber tremendously because we have everything at our mamish on the side. We can do anything we want. We can do it in 2 seconds. The generation is a lazy generation. In a mall, a woman had to wash, do a wash, Rabbi Yisai, hours to do a wash. She would have to go down to the sea, go to the lake, take every beged and scrub with her hands, mamish, for hours. Today, 2 minutes, you put this little formula in, boom, boom, boom. That's it, it's over. 5 minutes, your wash is done. To make a coffee, gotta grind the coffee beans, and then take 15, 20 minutes. Today, instant coffee, put a shekel and a half in, there it is. Well, you want an express, not express, with cream on top. 2 seconds, you have your coffee ready. Everything's so easy, they made us lazy, Rabbi Yisai. There's no hard work. They're coming out with robots. Mamish robots now. Everything's going to be so easy, in the future generation, even easier. They make a telephone call. I'm over the Gansavoida. Now it's 2 seconds. quarter of a second, everything became easy. There's big atzlanim, Rabbi Yisrael. And there's a machama. For a person to be steiging in Torah, he has to have a machama negen atzlus. And zog the chazan ish. Wie ich gesagt, teure ich amu und mechon, bitte ich negen atzlus, beschino und kamo, pomim, afbeli chidush. To go over something many, many times without shum chidush, to say over the same thing. To be tactic each time again on the piece. There's no great hanoz in the chadish. The time first you're doing it. Say over the mishnah again. I said it over 3 times. You don't have so much. You try to think it again. The adra machpidim all of the chadish. It's very, very heavy on him. Creates a tremendous oil on him. Avala omar azehu omar hatoyro. Asher kuskulas limud hatoyro nema alamolo. Stop the Chazon Ish. All the schools of Torah, Panosa, Hatzlocha, is in our mail. And what is our mail? Chazor Nochamo and Nochamo. Vom Achra Olam Niftach Shar Oyro Chodosh. Hashem Asekel Mizanik B'loy Keit. But Chazon Ish says, Soif HaKovid Lovay. You're going to taste something so, so unbelievable, says the Chazon Ish. After your Amo a few times on that piece, so you have tremendous clarity on it, everybody's side. Tremendous clarity, and it's clear. You're going to see something so sweet that you never tasted in your life. Zok the Chazon Ish, boys, this is Mishmayim Torah. Zok there, Asher Haseichom is Aneg Leloi Kates. There'll be no end to the Hanoi you'll have. It's just hard. It's difficult. It takes a lot of perseverance. Avol Amayis, at the end of the day, says the Chazon Ish, you're going to taste something so sweet. That's Pshat and the Bracha. La Asoik B'divrei Torah. We make every morning. We're going to be make Oisek. Oisek, you're going to make it. His Askus Atzumo. Again, Melchom and Neged Yeitzer. And what's up the next Bracha in Tzbirkas HaTorah? V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu. It's going to be sweet, Rabbi Yisrael. But you got to wait. You got to be patient to taste that sweetness. You got to be patient. You got to rack your brains out to Chazer and Chazer and Chazer. And Chazer, and Nochamul Chazer. Nochamul Chazer. But you say, Maha Yitzchilosu Sher Bikiva. What was the thing that made the impression of Bikiva? What was the thing that brought about the godless from Bikiva, Rabbi Yisrael? Chazal tell us, so Bikiva was going on the way. After his wife convinced him it's time to go learn. He was 40 years old and he was very skeptical. Twice his master that Bikiva did learn when he was younger. But vice twice he left. And the Maisa, the Bikiva, obviously, it wasn't partial, but I said, think of us, a person much older, 40 years old. I'm an old man already. What's going to be with me? The Bikiva says, the Chazal, the Tanit V'Eliyol, who's the picket of the Loza, he says he was going on the way, and on the he saw rocks near the Yam. That the rocks had been hewn into, had been carved into them. And Akiva stood there for a while. And he thought exactly what happened over here. How though these rocks have holes, have deep impressions in them from the water. Let's think for a second, Akiva thought to himself. That impression, did it come the first day? The first time that water hit the rock, probably didn't make anything. Now, how did it make such a deep impression? It was constant, day in, day out, the same thing, over and over again. Otipa, va'otipa, va'otipa, another drop, and another drop, and another drop, and another drop, on the same rock, on the same rock, nochamu, and nochamu, and nochamu. And Sofer Shaldova, it penetrated that mind, penetrated those rocks. And he made a kavachoyim at the Torah Akdoisha, which is Kelkoya Hashem Tvarak Zayesha Gnum Hashem, that a vada could penetrate the lave of a person if he's constantly going over and over. And that's what brought Rabbi Kiva to where he was today, Rabbi Yisrael. To understand and to know, Rabbi Yisrael. To memes atzmo al divrei Torah is miskayim basoif. Soif HaKovid lover. So if you'll have the riches and the wealth, Rabbi Yisrael. People don't understand. They think that you're mistapik b'mut. What are they going to have? What they'll have oil mazeh also. Soif akom lavoi. Kol mekayim as a toyer me oini zot chazal. Soif for this kayim to roisha. He doesn't have money. He has nothing. Stop chus b'muot fakir. It's a ma'ila. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bench you, Avoisai. The koyach hatoyer is there. All the school of hatoyer to the chaznish comes mikoyach. Ha'omal b'toyer. Mikoyach the chazor is a toyer, Avoisai. I guarantee you, Avoisai. Anybody here who tastes it. The Chaza, hundreds of times, yeah, and hundreds of times. The Sech the Gittin, 50 times, the boys, they have such musagim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, once was walking out of the yeshiva, no, his yeshiva, asked, what's going to be the next door? I'm a Ratzim, he says, are going to come from the next door. They're learning like this, they're learning like that. He said, when I learned, I don't know, when I learned yeshiva, I chazed the Sech the Gittin, whatever the Sech that we learned, Sipa Bakama, I chazed 60 times in this man, 60 times. Those are the musagim, Rabbi Yisrael. We're talking about Doily Oyem. They had minds, genius minds. But they realized that they in Torah, it doesn't go. It doesn't go. And people think it's a tie in themselves. Why am I remembering what it says in Daf Mem Zayin? Why don't I remember it? I chaz it a quarter of a time, I think. But I don't remember it, so I'm getting frustrated. We don't understand what Torah is. That's gaiva, except before. To know Torah, the Torah should be set on your moyach. That your koyach should be attained within you, it's miskayim. So the Gemara Megillah Daf Zayin. So the Gemara Pella the Gemara, Mamash a Pella, Rabbi said. So the Gemara Mara the Dan Ganze Shaila by Sudas Purim. Sudas thousand after Stalin. I'm sorry. Zayin. Daf Zayin. The Gemara says the Machloek is when Sudas Purim has to be eaten. Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, Sudas Purim Shalom Balai Lo Yotze Yidei Choy Vosai. Sudas Purim, they eat by night, Lo Yotze Yidei Choy Vosai. My time, he may mishtu v'simcha ksiv. He may mishtu v'simcha. Rav Ashi, Havi Yosef Kamed, Rav Kahane, Vada Meima, Noga, Lo Yotze Rabbonin, Omar, my time, Lo Yotze Rabbonin, Dil Matzchiri v'Sudas Purim. So if you're asking, why don't they come? Why don't they come? To the Sudas Purim, to the Shia today, it must be they're busy with Sudas Purim. Dilma treat him with Sudas Purim. Amalei, v'lo ha yevshlo mechel b'urta. What, they couldn't learn to eat it by night? Amalei, lo shmielei lemar. He didn't hear the Omer Rava, Sudas Purim shachar b'lai lo yosi dei chavasai. He didn't hear the halacha that says Sudas Purim shachar b'lai lo yosi dei chavasai. He not yoytze if he eats Sudas Purim b'lai lo. He didn't hear that halacha? Amalei, so he said back to him, Amal Rava Hachi, Rava Taka said this, Rava Taka said, so this poem that you eat by night, you're not Yotze, Amalei in. Rav Ashi said back to Ameima, before the Rebbe over here was talking, the Rebbe said, why don't they come to the Shir? Rav Ashi said, maybe. So he said, Dilma, three libatir should his poem. And they couldn't eat. So he said. The Rebbe said he didn't. They couldn't eat it in the last night. Amalei lo shmielei lemar. He didn't hear Rebbe. The Chayim was talking to his Rebbe. The shmielei lemar. The halacha is that you ate it by night. Rebbe said if you eat the Sudas Purim by night, you're not yotzei. And therefore, the Torah today, that's when they come to the Shia because eating the Sudas Purim by day. So he said Rebbe said this. He said yeah. Toni minei arbon zimnin. The domelei command the monop b'kisei. Rebbe said unbelievable zah. He learned this poem 40 times. He heard it over, he chazed it over now 40 times. Rabbi said, we're talking about a Meroim here. 40 times he chazed it over him. Sudas Purim, Omar Rava, Sudas Purim, Shachar B'Laila, Layot Dechavasa. What do you have to chazed it over 40 times for? 40 times. Okay, twice maybe. 40 times he sat there and chazed it and saw it over. What's the pshat, Rabbi said? Tell you it has to be nikkus. It's become a part of you. 40 times just to a Sudas Purim Shalom Alei Lo Yotze Dechavasa. What's it so hard? If any times the Gemara, 40 times he chazed it over. 40 times. We have a musig of chazing something 40 times. We're not holding by that. I'm not saying 10 times, 5 times. Purim people are learning. Let me start to get in. Do you know at one parak if you chazed it over 10, 6 times, 5 times, 4 times? The disciple says that before you learn something, before you have learned something 4 times, you haven't learned it. That was the goal in life, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gdolim, and that's what we should have a goal for. We're in this world. What are we here for, Rabbi Yisrael? What are we here for? What are we going to hear for? We're here for one thing, to know Torah. Everything else, what we acquire in this world, what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. Nothing in this world really has any avada. We have to live. But what's our goals in life? What is our goal to achieve? To achieve, to know Torah. To be keen in Torah. To be kosher to Torah. I want to end up by side. Story I just read. But the Hiddiker of Shach. Zechatari the Kodesh Levrocher by side. Reb Shach in Ponovich was noyeg, the Rosh Yeshiva is over there, to give shiurim, he used to switch off with the shiurim, the daily shiurim, and then some would say the daily shiurim, the other ones would say shiur klolis. It was in Shishnas, the winter of Tavshin Lamed Ches, Reb Yisai. And Reb Shach was already holding in his 80s, high 80s, and he was very, even though he's very weak, he gave his shiur every day, b'kviyas. The Chodesh Oda Aleph of that year, according to the Torah Nut, the way they used to switch off, so Reb Shach stopped saying the Shir Yoimi, and he started to say the Shir Klali. And that those days, since he was only saying the Shir Klali, so he had, so I guess we also prepared, but he had a Kabbalah he wanted to make, everybody say, Oda Aleph, where are we holding? Everybody say, Oda Aleph, everybody say. Which is so Zman. Reb Shach made a Hachlote. Ibir learning Tmure. He wants to learn now, learn over the Sechta Tzmura. The Ian Nimrods, know the whole Sechta, Namish Klor, with Chidushim and everything, the Amkus, the Amelos, Gedoyla, Azubi, Rav Shach style. If anybody knows anything in Tzmura, my Tzmura is one of the hardest Sechtas in the whole Tzmura. It's a very, very difficult Sechta. Very, very, the concepts are very, very hard to grasp. Every Sugi there is very, very hard. But Rav Shach said he's going to learn it. How was his Kabbalah? For Soiv Zman. He says he's going to learn it Klor with the Shittas HaRambam. As his Darki used to learn the Rambams a lot. He wrote on the Rambams. Tuchton Tmure. Shchodesh Oda Aleph, he started learning with all his Koiches of Shach in the high 80s. Sech the Tmure. And that's how it was in the house. In the Hechal Yeshiva, Tmure, Tmure, Tmure. He didn't sleep well. The body was getting weaker, and because of all the koyches they put into his new Kabbalah, his kidneys started to waver. Many times in his life, he had problems with his kidneys, with his kidney stones. And he used to scream out in the middle, oy vey, 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 and then he'd go back, noch, noch amol the Rashba. But the Maitre, this Tkufa, Yisurim got very stark, learning to move with all that. And the Maitre, he came in Chodesh Oda Beis, it was a tremendous in his matzav health matzav until he had to go into the hospital. Tel HaShomer, and they put a tzinor pipe into his body. But the Maisa on his way to the hospital, obviously he took with him his Gemara Tmure, his Rambam, and all the other svarim that were necessary for his steiging. He started, kept learning Rabbi Yisrael, all his koiches in the Beis Chayilim, all his koiches, Purim went away, and the chulsha was even stronger. Purim went by, and the chulsha was even stronger. But even with everything, Mavaitin, Tzmuche. So Reb Chaim Berman's writing, and he says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he came to visit Reb Shach in the hospital. He had a separate room. And Reb Shach's face was a light. He called to Reb Chaim Berman, he said, today I have a new beer in Tzmuche and Daftest. Reb Shach with a pipe in his stomach, whatever it was, in the kidneys. I have everything going on. What's his first expression? He has a new beer in the sugya of Tmura Daftas, a new chiddush. In the sugya of Bar Poda. Kitzi told over his chiddushim. And the Tzavis HaRfui decided that Lamaisa, they're going to have to do an operation on Reb Shach. The staff decided that Lamaisa, the matzah was getting so, nothing was really helping of Mamish, they're going to have to operate. But Reb Shach asked that if he could take a little break for Pesach, and they should do it after Pesach. Okay, so they were masking him. He went home. Vaita in his house, Vaita in Tmura, steiging away in Tmura with an unbelievable hasmod on the floor. Early Adal Nisan of Shach checked the house himself, the B'dikas Chomets himself, as his dayach was always to be remayed, not to have to mishtam with other people. And every day of the Chag, Chaim Berman came to visit his house, Noch HaChidosh in a different daf in Sechta Tmura. But the Shvi Yishe Petra of Shach was holding on Lamed Gimel. Daf Lamed Gimel and Tzvura. The Shabbos after Pesach, he checks, he came to visit him again. And Shach was screaming out from terrible Yisurim. Because they had put into him a new Tzinor, a Bar Tzinor, a Barzel into his Basar. There was a small piece of metal that he put inserted into his body, but he said every movement that he made, he transferred his pain. And he would scream out for Tochas Yisurim, Ibn Shaloi Lam Yisurim Zetoiv, Avotain Li Seichel Yisurim. Afterwards, he went back to his learning, but he wasn't Mavata Masechta Tmurah until he finished it. As Becharash Murid Kedushim, and they're written in Avi Ezim, Adur Chamishah. They're all from this time. When Rav Shach finished Masech Tetmur Rabbi Isai, his whole Brias changed entirely. His body is in his high 80s, but his body started to mechazik. He came back to his strength, and then still he didn't need any operation. Hanjun Allah Masech Tetmur. That took away all the operation, Rabbi Isai. And he started saying Shir a month or two afterwards, and Yeshiva back to Shir Yomi again. The doctors want to spoil. But it's no chiddush for Baisai. Koyach HaTorah Baisai. If a person is Kabul Omo HaTorah, as the Chaznish said, Kol Skulas HaTorah. Torah is Mavri. Torah gives health. Choshpet Groinoi, Zek to Gimorah. Zek to Gimorah in Nundal in Erevin. Choshpet Groinoi. Choshpet Kol Gufoi. Yasek the Torah. Rifoi Sila Sarecha. We don't do a Dafka for that. You're not supposed to do it. Also, the Srapas with the Moran Tazayan and Shavuos. Also, the Srapas with the Victoria and Alvim Srapas with the Victoria. But you learn Torah, everything will be taken care of. I say, Ba'amelas. Shach learned Tamura, but he learned it, like he says in his letters, how to learn a Masechta. You learn it up well, Gemarashi Toises. And you chazer over and over again. Until you have a klor. And then you see another, a Rishon or two. You have a Kasha, you look up a Rishon. And you come out knowing the Masechta in its entirety klor, Rabbi Isai. That's the school of Torah, and that's how Torah's Miskayemes. Mitorah to Yisurim, there's a name is Atma Yadiv Torah, but the Torah's Miskayemes, Rabbi Yisrael. And the Sevesh Odova, the Chiyas comes from Torah also. There's the Parah Aduma, the thing that's Mamis is Mechaya. There's the Parah Aduma. Oh, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, Koyach HaTorah is what brings Chiyas to the entire world. So I was looking here to the man, Rabbi Isaac. I saw a miracle story, Rabbi Isaac, just recently. What's his koyach atayir, Rabbi Isaac? We don't realize the story about a balabas. We're not talking about that was a story about Rav Shach. I just read in a book recently, Visions of Greatness, Chelek Shmini, or Part 8, for those in English. He reads a story of a kid in England who wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. He had a job. He worked in a bank. And Lamaisa, he had a dream. He wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael to live in Eretz Yisrael. He realized Ruchnius wise also for his mishpacha, but Lamaisa had a sick child, and in the younger years while he was sick, he wasn't able to come. In the meantime, he had a job in a bank. He was doing pretty successful, and after a while, he got a job in a different bank, in a higher position, assistant manager of the bank. But not only that, he was very happy that this bank, that the new bank that he worked in, had a branch in Eretz Yisrael, and it would make his move easier when he gets older. When he has the time, he wants to move over. The kid's child was getting better from whatever ailment that he had when he was young. And again, the drive came to move to Eretz Yisrael. Now he felt it would be easier. So he didn't know what to do. He went to his father to speak it over. And his father said, there's a grace of Shali, I speak it over to Rav. He went to the Hebrew of Manchester, a Shiva, the beauty of Zegal, to ask what he should do. He told him he was revived to Shiloh, the Zegal. And Zegal asked him, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, are you going to learn Torah every single day? He said, yeah, I'm going to try for sure. I didn't ask you that. I said, are you going to learn Torah every single day? So he said, yeah, I'm for sure. I'm going to make a big effort. I didn't ask you if you're going to make an effort. I asked you, are you going to learn every single day? So he knew what his answer. He said, yes. I'm in Mekabal to learn Torah every single day. So Segel said, if that's true, you won't have any harm by going. Everything will be gavaldik that you should go. So he packed up and he made arrangements with the bank in Eretz Yisrael that he would come to Eretz Yisrael and move and get a position in one of the banks. and he was, it was so quiet toward the end of the summer, and he planned to make the move in September, and he made up with his bank that Lamaisa, he's going to have to take a course at a train to work with the Israeli system. He's first take a course of training, but the bank promised him that he'll get a very check from them in September to carry him over until he starts working permanently. During the time he's being trained, he'll be carried over through this check, through this money. He came in September, he rented a car. And the car got into a, he got into a crash with his car at the beginning. And when he came to the car and rental, the car rental said, "You're going to have to pay for damages." He said, "What do you mean?" I gave him my credit card. I said, "Your credit card thing doesn't cover these damages. You're going to have to pay a lot of money." So that was his introduction to Eretz Yisrael. He felt, what could he do? So the Maisa, he said, okay, but he said, "I don't have any money." He was waiting for this check to come in. Meanwhile, the check never showed up. He's waiting days and days for this check that they promised. It never showed up at his mailbox. In the meantime, he thought, at least let me get the training going. As quick way to get the training going, I'll be able to start my new job and make a good salary. So he calls the office of this new bank, and Lamaisi says, "When is the training?" He says, "Come down tomorrow, this and this person." He comes down tomorrow, the guy didn't show up. He's on vacation. He's on vacation over here. Kids are on vacation, come back in a couple, another week from now, 10 days from now, he should be back. Calls 10 days later, he's rushing, he doesn't have any money, no money came in from the bank that he's supposed to send a check. 10 days later, he calls the bank to make a new appointment to schedule his training class. That should get a starter off the mound. He says, "No problem, come in tomorrow, this is the day. Come in tomorrow." The person who's supposed to be sick. Call us back in 10 days. He's going crazy, he has no money. This outstanding credit card bill for the car rental, they're after him. And Lamaisa, the check that he's waiting for, his mom is now, no sign of it. 10 days go by, he calls the bank, "Yeah, come in tomorrow." This time, he didn't even go down. They call up, he said, "He won't be, it's canceled, he won't be able to make it." He's racking out his brain. He sits down on his couch, starts to think. He says, "All this is going on, and I really want to learn, and I can't even learn because of all the tiridus." And he realizes, he catches himself. He thought that he made up with Rav Segal that he's going to learn no matter what. That was the Kabbalah, now he's going to try. That split second, he got on the phone to call a friend that he knew who arranged charuses. And the Maisa, they made up to go there for the next day, or that night already, to learn b'charusa. The minute after he got on the phone, true story, Rabbi Yisrael. The minute after he got on the phone, got off the phone rings. The bank from England that he worked for was soiled with a terrible difficulty. The money was put into your account just now. Hangs up the phone. A second later, the phone rings, the credit card company. No, the second phone rings, it's the people from the office over here, the bank, a lady from the bank. She said, "We're sorry what happened with the appointments. Everything was crazy. Tomorrow morning, show up. Everything's going to be set. Masuda, the person who has to be trained, he was ready. He'll be there 8:30. Come to this address. Everything will be gewaldic." He hangs at the phone. 3 seconds later, the credit card company calls. "It was a terrible mistake. Your credit card bill does cover the extension of the damages. You don't have to pay anything." One Kabbalah. He's making his Harusa. Everything falls by the wayside. Because the Chazon Ish, the schools koyach haTorah, all the schools haTorah, but omel haTorah, Rabbi Yisrael. There should be zoyich of eiza Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. Zoyis haTorah, Adam ki yomus ba'oyel, kol ha'boyel oyel, kol ha'sher ba'oyel. Momus ba'oyel means giving up for the pleasures established by Muat. Gives up on your covet, Rabbi Yisrael. And giving up on all the physical things that you want to do right now. This amuskus, to be miskaber, to be maimis, to do another chazara. Another few minutes in Beis Medrash. When you have a chesed to get up and say, "No, I'm in chazer nochamol," and I make chazars with different systems of how to chazer and planning it out and strategies, and then be'ezah Hashem to the koyach of meimis atzmai Rabbi Yisrael, Torah will be miskayim. When Torah is miskayim, the brachas will come. Hashem will take away all your problems, and be'ezah Hashem will be zeicha to the moedik madrega of ashri misha molo b'torah v'nosi nachas b'ruch v'yoytov.